put the who can follow what I'm doing there? Who is the band? What's the song?
I'm so not cool.
Yeah,
me neither. 1980s.
Simon.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Not
yes.
Duran Duran?
But it's not Duran Duran. It's an offshoot of Duran Duran.
So
it's an offshoot. It's another... You definitely hear the voice of Simon Le Bon.
Oh!
Right, of Duran Duran.
Good job, Kelly. Good job.
Thank you.
Anybody? I'm looking at the text line, see if anybody gets it. Nobody? Any children of the 80s here? Children of the 80s, anybody got it?
I feel like I should know this, even though
tell us
child
more.
Of the 90s.
Let's see. Somebody, nope. Just I was going to, here we go. Here's the hook. Nothing.
I have no idea.
Re-election day. Arcadia, the name, it was a little subset of Duran Duran. All right, so that's for some reason how I started the 8 o'clock hour.
That's why you're the music man. I go to you with any question I have about a song that I'll even hum a tune to Sean if I can't remember the name of the song, and he'll be like, boom,
name that tune.
Yes.
Kind of like that. What's on Twitter right now.
Yes, something like that. There's some singing along going on Twitter. You can see our reaction to one of the many commercials you're hearing for people that would like you to vote for them today in the primary. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second with Quinn Hillier. We will go back time travel now to an hour ago when Secretary of State John Merrill joined us, talking with him last hour about Election Day and what we need to know for Election Day. Speaking of it being a voting day in the state of Alabama, let's check in with Secretary of State of the state of Alabama, John Merrill. Good morning. John, you're with us. Have we lost John Merrill? There we go, John Merrill.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I know you are very busy today, so I'll make this brief, but folks are rolling out to the polls now, opened 7 minutes ago. Talk to us about what you're expecting for turnout in Alabama.
Well, we think turnout is going to be somewhere between 25% and 30%. And since we have 3,381,989 registered voters, that's going to translate into about 844,000 people, up to about 1.1 million people who will be going to the polls today.
All right. So have you given a pep talk to all the people that are working the polls today to be ready?
Well, we've tried to encourage that, and right now my wife Cindy and I are out here on the corner of Skyland Boulevard and 69 South in Tuscaloosa, waving at people, trying to encourage them to remember that today's Election Day and we need them to get out and vote.
I know that corner. I used to work in radio up there. I did a couple different morning show remotes at that corner. So you're seeing a lot of folks. All right. And I got to ask you this. We're talking this morning about the ballot. We've, of course, linked to your website through our website and been talking about the sample ballots. There's, and I want to talk about in the Republican primary for governor, a name on the ballot of somebody who is deceased. And I'm talking about somebody who's now been dead for a couple months, Michael McAllister.
Right. And actually, those votes that are cast for him will be recorded, but they will not be counted in the final tally because the state party has issued a statement indicating that his vote should not be counted since he passed away.
Okay, so just a question. This is almost a bookkeeping semantics question. Why can we not take that, when that happens, can we not take those off the ballots, those names?
Because people have been voting for the last 45 days.
Gotcha.
And the ballot has been printed for more than 72 days. And because of that, it was too late to remove his name from the ballot. So at that point, you have to know that some people had already voted for him, knowing that he was their candidate. And yet, because he passed away, he's going to be ineligible to receive those votes.
That's good clarification. I've been scratching my head wondering on that.
Because we have the absentee participation and the military participation, and of course that's gone on for some time.
Secretary of State, this is Kelly Finley. Good morning. Tell us what's
Hey,
good morning. Be safe on that corner. tell us what a typical voting Tuesday is like for you when it comes to your movement. How do you stay with all that energy? Because there's a lot of precincts open today.
Well, Kelly, one of the things that we try to do is we try to motivate our people. We try to communicate with them through email, telephone calls. We try to communicate with them through social media, And again, with a physical presence like I described just a few minutes ago, which is why my wife and I are out here at the corner of Highway 69 South and Skyland Boulevard in Tuscaloosa, which is the area where we live, just reminding our friends and family members to make sure they get out and vote. And we think that that's happening all over the state. There's actually other candidates that are out here with us today that are also doing the same thing because they just want to increase awareness of participation so people will come out and vote for the candidate of their choice.
If you're just joining us, talking to Secretary of State John Merrill. John, what do people have to have on them today to vote for ID? I know you've said this on this show multiple times, but let's do it again.
Absolutely. And there's 10 different forms of ID that are available in order for a person to be able to present, to be able to cast their ballot for the candidate of their choice. Most people use an Alabama driver's license, more than 95% of the people who go to the polls. And it's also important to note that down there in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we're going to have electronic poll books, which will change the process for checking in and reduce your wait time some 60 to 75%. That's a very, very important thing to remember. And you can also use a tribal ID. You can use a military ID. You can use a school ID. There's any number of identification cards that have been issued by the government that you're welcome to use this morning.
And you talk about social media. Give us your website so people who maybe they say, okay, 10 forms of ID. He just listed a number of them, and I have none of them.
It's alabamavotes.gov, alabamavotes.gov. It's also important to remember they can download the mobile app, and they can check their polling place as well as checking it on the computer. If they'll download the mobile app at Vote for Alabama from the App Store, they'll be able to do that without wondering, who do I need to call? Where do I need to go? They can check it on their own, and that's just a new feature that we added in 2016.
I like that for sure. Secretary of State John Merrill, thank you for making some time for us this morning here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, there he is. Who knew they had the app? I didn't. I mean, this is what we do for a living, and I didn't know the app was a thing. Did you?
No idea.
So
secret's out now. We've shared that on Twitter. Post away.
There we go. All right. Coming right back, Quinn Hilliard joins us on this Primary Tuesday. FM Talk 106.5. Additional traffic, big problems out there. 65 southbound, totally blocked now at I-10 eastbound. Overpass. So it's right there on the overpass.
Well, you take that curve.
No joke. I did that yesterday.
And wait, it's a moving van.
Yeah, I see a United moving van. Traffic obviously backed up. That thing, anyway. I mean, those guardrails are so close right there. But a lot of y'all on the text line say it is truly a parking lot. It's backed up for a good ways. Once again, this is, and we'll get more from this on Kane in just a little bit. Southbound 65, getting onto I-10 eastbound at that overpass. The wreck has all traffic blocked, going I-10 eastbound off 65 southbound.
So what you want to do is you want to hop on and take Government Street if you can. There at Government Boulevard.
If you're not in that zone now between
that curve yet.
Now the people that are between Government and the curve are like,
why didn't they say it earlier?
Heading out to go vote on this Primary Tuesday, and it's time to bring on Quinn Hilliard from QuinnHilliard.com, also the author of Mad Jones Heretic. What's up, Quinn?
Hey, Quinn.
Well, it is Election Day.
Yay.
And it is, I've got to say, it has been a pretty disappointing, disgusting campaign.
Put him down as undecided.
The tenor of the campaign has assumed that the voters are idiots, and it's been a lowest common denominator campaign, and it's really bugged me.
Well, okay, and you know, that's one of the things we've joked about, you know, here is, and I've asked, you know, different candidates that have been on with me, I said, hey, let's get past, you know, when we're talking about Republican primaries, I'm going to just say that, you know, Second Amendment, pro-life, okay, we got those things. Let's move on to how you're different than the other people that have those same qualities. How are you going to run the state better, or how are you going to do the job better? But, Quinn, you've been around this a long time, and I sit back and go, I can sit here and gnash teeth about this, but in reality, that works. The reason that it's been being done for so long is it's a successful tactic.
Well, only to a degree. I mean, when everybody is saying the same thing,
yeah,
it doesn't become a successful tactic in and of itself unless you are already the front runner.
That's fair. I mean, there's no if everybody says they're the pro-Trump candidate, there's no disambiguation between one and the other.
Right. So what you need to do is establish that as a base and then add something on top. I mean, if you're I'm sorry. If you get out there and say I'm pro-Trump, pro-gun, pro-life, I'm a Christian, and I'm against taxes, okay, good. So does every other candidate.
Right, so let's...
What else about
I agree
you
with you, Quinn. I agree. It's rare we're in 100% agreement on this one. I cheer you, absolutely.
Quinn, you sound a little... I'm sorry. You okay, Dalton?
No, yeah, I just started a joke. Yeah.
You sound a little irritated. Just a tad irritated, Quinn. Why so?
Why? Because I think we deserve better. I mean, I sat down with a prominent statewide candidate a couple of weeks ago and for 45 minutes. And now this is somebody that, you know, that I was tending to at least want to like. And no matter what I asked, no matter what issue, it was, well, you know, we're going to audit state government and we'll look into that. And we're going to audit state government and we'll look into that. And I mentioned like 15 different issues. And finally, the key line that stuck out for me, and this was right toward the end, but I could have ended the interview right there if he had said this right at the beginning, is, quote, giving you specifics today is not something that we are ready to do. Repeat, giving you specifics today is not something that we are ready to do. This was a guy running for one of the top offices in the state, and this was basically his answer on every single question that I asked.
Wow. Quinn, I got to ask you, if we do end up with a runoff here in the race for governor, whether it's Battle, Hightower, or even Dawson, do you think that tactic will change that you've been talking about? Do you think they'll maybe, risk it a little bit more, maybe go a little bit more outside of the box in this campaign now that it'll be mono-e-mono, Ivy versus whoever?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it depends on who, if anybody, gets in the runoff with Ivy. I mean, the likelihood is that Ivy will continue to try to coast. It has been shown that that trying to smear her, I won't even mention the smears, didn't work. So they might actually have to come up with some issues that galvanize people, some real honest-to-goodness issues that say, I can do this better because this is my position and it's not her position, or it might be both of our positions, but here's why she can't do it and I can. You've got to give somebody something to vote for if you're asking them to get rid of somebody who's at least, not rocked the boat.
Do me a favor. Can you give me the, because I did not write it down, did not commit it to memory, but that quote, we're not prepared. What is it? We're not.
Okay, direct quote. Giving you specifics today is not something that we are ready to do. This was within 3 weeks of the election.
Okay.
This guy has been campaigning for a year.
Giving you specifics today is something that we're not prepared to do. All right,
is not something that we are ready to do.
Is not something that we're ready to do. Okay, so we're gonna do a little theater here. Okay, a theater. I'm coming in. You are at Hillier Industries, and I've applied for a job. You're calling people back, right? I'm fresh out of college. I just graduated. I'm coming in to get a job with Hillier Industries. All right, so I'm sitting down there. Thank you, Mr. Hillier, for this interview. This really means a lot to me. Thanks for seeing me today. I know you've read through my resume, and then you go from there.
Okay, well, you said you had an internship at Industry Y. What did you do in that internship?
Well, Mr. Hillier, details about that time in my life and that that internship is not information I'm ready to disclose today.
Well, okay, if you're not ready to tell me what you did then, tell me, what do you think you can add to our company if we hire you?
Well, I appreciate you asking me that, but that's information that I'm not ready to disclose at this point.
Okay. Very, very good. Well done.
That would not work out.
Oh, I still had a question.
And I don't mean to pick on this one candidate, because, again, this is somebody that, you know, that I was sort of inclined to want to like. This is what we hear from everybody. I mean, you've got Kay Ivey out there talking about, we righted the ship. We steadied the ship. We cleaned up the mess. Tell me one thing, Governor, that you actually did to clean up Bentley's mess. Tell me one specific action that you took. I don't know why. Well, I do know why nobody's asked her that, because she won't get out and talk on the campaign trail. She won't answer any questions. She won't take any press calls or anything.
She has been.
That's why she won't answer. But tell me, what has she done to clean up the mess, other than just sit there and not get in the way?
I appreciate that question, but at this point, I'm not ready to disclose information in bearing to that question. By the way, I tried to, and I just want to make this clear, it's not a hit, not an assault, just facts. Three different times I've contacted the Ivy campaign to have them on this show, and it just never happened. So,
right. Well, so, I mean, so clearly in my first comment, I wasn't talking about Kay Ivey, because
sure,
I couldn't even get her to, you know, get her to come talk to me so she could tell me that she's not giving me specifics. So you got one candidate that isn't talking at all, one candidate that won't give specifics, and this is what you hear from almost every single candidate out there for almost every race.
But how is that okay?
That they're Christian, gun-shooting, gun-toting, tax cutting people. Well, so am I.
There we go. So now, what's different? Well put. Quinn, if people want to get more of what you're writing and thinking about, where do they go?
They go to quinnhillier.com, although I haven't updated in 2 weeks. I need to do it this week. And for my book, Mad Jones Heretic, which is a really funny, fun novel, I'm having a book. You can buy it at amazon.com, and I'm having a book signing on Saturday morning at Carpe Diem.
Thanks,
on
Quinn.
Saturday morning, June 23rd. Excuse me. Carpe diem.
Thanks, Quinn.
Good morning, 840 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings presented by LinkedIn. The right hire can really make an impact on your business. That's why it's so important that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates that you can reach. And you could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see the post? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. 70%. And unlike those job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, their recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, and those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 841 now on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, just a reminder there, that traffic issue big time, 65 southbound as you merge onto I-10 eastbound. A moving van has everything not moving. The irony of it is not lost on me,
right,
that the moving van has made the traffic not move out there. We will keep you up to date, but right now, and the wreck actually happening, you know, when you take the kind of scary...
That left turn.
Right, the left turn, Clyde. As you go over there, that's where that accident is. That has the traffic. So if you're southbound 65, you're not getting onto I-10 eastbound right now. Probably even troubled to go get on westbound. Like Kelly said earlier, if you're lucky enough to be hearing us before you get to Government Street, get off at Government.
Or take Dolphin if you can, Spring Hill. Hey, it's an 18-wheeler. Let's not confuse them as to think this is a one-room type vehicle.
Right, it's United Vans, yes.
And it has everyone united behind it in anger.
No, one, two, we've got like three different puns going on here. This is fantastic. It is also Primary Tuesday. We've been talking about that. Polls opened at 7. Stay open till 7 tonight, and one of the names you'll see on the ballot for the Republicans for governor is Scott Dawson. He joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me back on your show, man.
I know it's been wide open since last we talked. You were on your bus tour. How'd that go?
It went well. We went through 37 counties. We had 45 stops. You know, I was almost saying we're two or three are gathered. The bus is going to stop because that's we were trying to get out to the people.
So you're going to go biblical. Yes, of course. As a preacher, you're going to go biblical on us. We're two or three gathered. I get you. I follow you, Scott. I was and also talking to the Secretary of State this morning, and John Merrill saying he's predicting turnout at 25% to 30%. And that is, I hate to say it's average. It's very anemic, but it's average.
Right.
What does that say to you with your campaign? I mean, I know the cliche is get out the vote, but what is it really in the trenches? What does it mean when you have these low turnouts?
Yeah, and I mean, you hear it across the spectrum. Because this is my first run, Sean, I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't know. I mean, I hear different perspectives. It's good for the outsider. It's good for the establishment. I know when we went and voted at 7:30 and when we left at 8, at our polling precinct, there were only 38 votes that had been cast. And usually it's a couple of hundred. So it is apparent that we're going to have a low turnout today.
You know, and it's not just this gubernatorial primary, Scott. If you notice, there's a bunch of other names on that ballot.
Yes, and it's the right to vote. We have the privilege to vote, and there's so many different races, not only statewide, but county, and then even some of those issues that we have to address. And I don't know, it's just one of those things, Sean. I think you know me. I'm just out here doing the best I can, staying focused in my lane.
All right. As you're campaigning today, getting those last votes in, where are you going to be?
I'm heading to about 10 different polling sites. We've been on the tour for the last 6 days around the state, so I'm staying in Central Alabama right now. And it's my mom's 80th birthday. Now, that's not a political
happy birthday.
To get votes.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Mom.
Happy
yeah.
birthday.
There you go. Happy birthday to her. As soon as the polls close, the party begins, and we're just going to sit back. I feel like we've run a good race. We've kind of shared our message, and now it just seems to give Alabama the opportunity to go and cast their vote. I hope they'll take that opportunity.
You and I had talked about this in the past, but I'm going to bring it up once again, like I have with all three of y'all that are on the Republican primary versus Kay Ivey. If it is not you, and I have a feeling there's going to be a runoff, but Lord knows I could be wrong. You can call home and ask my wife. But if it's a runoff today in the Republican primary, it's going to be KIV. And let's say it is not you, Scott. Who will you support? Will you support one of the other two folks that you've been running against here, or will you support KIV?
Yeah, I think that's going to have to be something that I'm not even entertaining that thought until after it's done tonight. You know, we've run for a year and a half, and if it is us, you know, I'm going to be reaching out to everyone, just like if it's not me, everyone's going to reach out to me, and we'll have to deal with it then. But I've tried to be kind of straight up with everybody from day one. I'm in this because I think this is an opportunity to turn the page of political history in Alabama, and I hope that people will sense our message of removing legislative earmarks and getting rid of Common Core and bringing back common sense. But we'll just see what happens tonight. And with that, probably I will not know until they put a microphone in front of me at the end of the evening what I'm going to say.
All right. Well, we'll be watching for that. People want to get last-minute info on you, Scott. Where do they go?
Sure. You can go old-fashioned and go on the web, scottdawson.com. I'm not the wrestler, by the way. I'm not the WWE wrestler.
We've had to talk about that here. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're not.
I've wrapped up all the WWE fans, I think, just because they think, oh, my gosh, he's running. Anyway, that's not me. And then you can go on Facebook, Scott Dawson 2018. I think you'll see all of our information there. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? We may talk again. This may be I don't know what's going to happen, but I do appreciate just the opportunity not only get to know people in Alabama, but to get to know people like y'all. And thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you, Scott. We appreciate it. Scott Dawson, running for governor of the state of Alabama. And we're coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. More updates on traffic and those thunderstorms rolling through Mobile and Baldwin counties. All right, 855 FM Talk 106.5 on this primary Tuesday. The rain really making itself known with lightning, heavy rain, winds up to 40 miles an hour.
May I have a mama soapbox moment, please?
Yes, you can.
So the rain, that's going to be your excuse if you don't go vote when people died for us to be able to vote?
Okay, yeah, if somebody uses that, yeah, you don't call us.
Yeah, you just want to noogie them. I'm sorry.
This will be one of the days that you use that 13-second feature to make sure the top is up on the Miata, right?
You know, I love the way you just produce these great segues. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Trust me, I check the weather before I hop in this beautiful vehicle. So this is the newlywed mobile. I have named it the 2018 Mazda MX-5 Miata RF. For the last couple of weeks, I've been testing out vehicles, letting you know what I think before you head into the all-new Dean McCrary located on the East Service Road of I-65. And so, you know, obviously I ask questions for a living. So I was talking to my buddy Celestio, and I said, tell me your thoughts on this vehicle. And this is what she said. Mazda has surprised her with the quality finishes and details, saying really the touchscreen navigation screen, that's what captured her attention because it looks like a tablet on your dash.
It's cool.
That's very cool. When you touch it, it beeps and all the good stuff. She says you can feel the weight of the doors, the quality of the leather seats, even the heads-up display on the driver's windshield. And you know you have the speakers in your headrest. So when you're zooming down the road, you can make sure you hear your music. And also this, Mazda CX-5 was named the SUV of 2018 by Edmunds. And the reason why I'm bringing up another Mazda vehicle is because you need to know all the safety qualities. You want to know the features, but you also want to know that you're zooming around something that's beautiful and attainable, okay?
Yep.
So look for the newlywed mobile on a Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook timeline near you.
All right, 8:57. Out of here for a few hours. Well, we'll be in here, but we won't be talking. Be back at noon today for Midday Mobile.
Vote.
Of course, a lot more coverage on today's primary going on during the midday show starting at noon today right here at FM Talk 106.5. Check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. Like Kelly said, on Twitter and Facebook.